the right tone for IELTS writing task 1 success. The ability to differentiate between formal and informal tones is a critical aspect of IELTS general training writing task 1, which involves writing letters in response to given situations. Understanding the importance of tone in your writing can greatly enhance your overall score and ensure your letters are both appropriate and effective. The formal tone. Formal letters are typically written for professional or official purposes, such as job applications, complaints, or requests for information. When using a formal tone, use polite expressions. Employ phrases like, "Dear sir, madam," or "Thank you for your consideration," to establish a courteous and respectful atmosphere. Avoid contractions. Use full forms like "do not" instead of "don't" to maintain formality. Stay objective and concise. Focus on your purpose without digressing into personal anecdotes or emotional language. Use proper grammar and vocabulary. Demonstrate your command of the English language by utilizing correct grammar and appropriate vocabulary for the context. The informal tone. Informal letters are generally written to friends, family, or acquaintances and typically involve personal topics or invitations. When using an informal tone, employ friendly greetings. Use greetings such as "dear name" or "hi name" to set a warm and casual tone. Use everyday language and expressions. Contractions and colloquial language are acceptable, making your letter sound natural and conversational. Include personal anecdotes. Share relevant stories or experiences to create a connection with the reader. Express emotions. Don't be afraid to convey your feelings and opinions, but maintain a respectful and polite tone. Examples. To better understand the differences between formal and informal tones, consider the following examples for each point. Formal tone. Polite expressions. I would greatly appreciate your assistance in this matter. Thank you for your time and consideration. Full forms, no contractions. I am writing to inquire about the status of my application. We will not be able to attend the meeting due to unforeseen circumstances. Objective and concise language. Please find enclosed my CV for your review. As per our conversation, I am submitting the requested documents. Proper grammar and vocabulary. I would be grateful if you could provide further information regarding the project. The delay in the shipment has resulted in a significant setback for our company. Informal tone. Friendly greetings. Hey, Sarah. Dear John. Everyday language and expressions. I was wondering if you'd like to join us for a coffee catch-up this weekend. Just wanted to let you know that I'm running a bit late for our meeting. Personal anecdotes. Remember that hiking trip we took last summer? I found an amazing spot for a new adventure. I had the most hilarious experience at the grocery store yesterday. Expressing emotions. I'm absolutely thrilled that you've decided to join us for the event. I'm genuinely sorry for any inconvenience caused by the confusion. These examples should help you see the difference between formal and informal tones when writing letters for IELTS General Training Writing Task 1. When writing letters for IELTS General Training Writing Task 1, it's essential to consider the context and purpose of your letter. For professional settings, such as job applications, use formal language and polite expressions. On the other hand, go for informal language and a friendly tone when addressing personal situations like invitations or writing to friends. Why tone matters in IELTS Task 1 GT. Your choice of tone in formal and informal can make or break the effectiveness of your letter. By using the appropriate tone, you demonstrate understanding. Using the correct tone shows you comprehend the given situation and can adapt your language accordingly. Build rapport. Employing the appropriate tone helps you establish a connection with your reader, ensuring your message is well received. Showcase language proficiency. Demonstrating your ability to manipulate tone highlights your mastery of the English language and contributes to a higher IELTS score. In conclusion, using the right tone in IELTS, General Training Task 1 is the secret ingredient to nailing this section. Get a solid grasp on formal and informal language, and you'll be crafting engaging letters that hit the spot with the examiner and skyrocket your IELTS score. So dive in, practice hard, and watch your writing skills take flight. Plus, IFI is here to help you sharpen your Task 1 letter writing skills.